Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic with an AboveTopSecret.com podcast. My concern today is, will the 2006 elections even happen? I want to bring several current events together with something Skeptic Overlord mentioned in his most recent Skeptic Overview podcast. We all know that after Katrina, there seemed to be a concerted effort by our government to send in the military and privately hired security to disarm the people and take control of the city. While questionable in many minds, it seemed to be almost a reasonable course of action to some, because, well, we've never dealt with that kind of tragedy before. Some of us, though, were highly suspicious of this course of action, especially when we learned that Bush is hinting at military control and disarming of the citizenry of the country in future disasters, whether they be natural or man-made. I wasn't clear on why the administration, or more accurately, those pulling the strings of the administration, would want a police state or totalitarian control. But as Skeptic Overlord pointed out, it may just have something to do with the 2006 elections. How can we have an election and vote out the people who are supporting this administration if the country, the whole country, is in such a shambles, similar to New Orleans, what with the avian flu pandemic and inevitable martial law and a disarmed citizenry? After all, what secures a free state better than a well-regulated militia, with the right of the people to keep and bear arms? I am concerned that this right may be seriously infringed. Think of the threat that this coming election could present to this administration's currently unchecked and unbalanced control of this country. And what advantage the Republican, or more accurately, the neocon leaders, might gain if the election has to be put off for, say, a few years, or even longer. There's a few threads out there that contribute to this idea. In the Katrina Aftermath Forum, there's a thread by West Point 23, Bush calls for military to be in charge when natural disaster occurs, and also one by Amok, gun and property rights issues in the aftermath of Katrina. And today, Thomas Crown started a thread in the Political Conspiracies Forum, Bush preparing for a police state. This one is very interesting. Republican Congressman Ron Paul says that the indictment story is far more damaging than the media is portraying, that avian flu martial law provisions are actually aimed at gun confiscation. Paul has accused the Bush administration of attempting to set in motion a militarized police state in America by enacting gun confiscation martial law provisions in the event of an avian flu pandemic. And also today, on Prison Planet, there's an article called Hospitals to Treat Avian Flu Epidemic Same as Terrorist Attack. And in that, President George Bush last week hinted that should an outbreak of human-to-human avian flu occur in the United States, he would use the military to force a quarantine of the infected area. Now, I would like to ask you all to just kind of read over these threads and read over these links and see if we might be up for perhaps a postponement or cancellation of the 2006, and if it's bad enough, even the 2008 elections. This is Benevolent Heretic. Thank you for listening.